Good morning to you all. My name is Daniel Lumwach from Kenya. I'm happy because to be in front of you. Thank you, Pastor, to allow me to speak to our member this morning. I know I came here, it was August, but for 4 months I have been going around, and now this is the day of the end, because I'm going home Tuesday. So I'm happy what you have done for us, and I'm happy for what you have really done for us, because my English is not good, because I did not go to school, but I'm learning. So if you can't hear me proper, you just make it how you know, because my language in Kenya is Swahili and my dial language. So here I have to learn to speak and to speak to you. Even if you come to Kenya, you will learn how Kenya speaks. In 92 is when I get saved. And I was born in 1943. I have 68 years old, but I love Jesus. I look that I am 3 years old. All the time, I'm running and I'm trying to get to the right all the time. I'm happy because of Help Ministry, when they came to Kenya to show us that they love us. That is why we are here. What you are doing to them, they are doing for us. They are bringing all what you give them, really they are helping us. In Kenya, we are more than 43 million people. And people, they are dying over there because, you know, even Jesus said, in my house, there is some other people that are mine, and some they are not mine. So we have to reach them and to tell them the right, to bring them to the Lord. I was not saved. My wife, when I married my wife, she was saved. So she was praying for me. And one day, her prayer reached to God. When she was absent is when Jesus received me in my house. I was alone in my house. Nobody was there. But I said, let me read Bible. Always when she read the Bible, she started to talk to me. And then when I opened Luke chapter 19, verse 10. The vice really got me, because I was not the right person in the house of the Lord. I was out, and he told me, the Bible told me that Jesus came to look for the lost soul, which was me. So in my house, I could ask a question anybody. I went down for my kneel. I said, Jesus, can you forgive me? And then I went down my kneel. I say, oh, Jesus, from now to today, if you hear me, from now, I am your son. I will follow you. And if you forgive me, I will be with you all the day, all the time, all the years, until when I will come to your house. The following day, I went to look for pastor. I told the pastor, yesterday it was this, my story. So pastor helped me and he baptized me. Since that time up to now, I am in this house. I am happy. How many people who is my age, they are out. If you see them, really you cannot say that they are that way age. You can see that they are really dying. But me, I'm still going because of the house of the Lord. It's keeping me.
Hey.
So, to make the story short, I have received Jesus.
Amen.
And in Kenya, there is people, they need Jesus. You can reach him when you are here. You can save somebody somewhere else when you are here.
Yes.
So we need your prayer. We are here from a different country. What we need from you is your prayer.
Amen.
You will save someone.
Amen.
I have only a song in Swahili. I have many, but which God will give me, I will sing for you. Mbele nina endelea, ninazidi kutembea, maombi uyasikie, ewe Bwana unipandishe, ewe Bwana unienue, kwa imani nisimame, nipande milima yote, ewe Bwana unipandishe. Nataka ni pandishwe juu zaidi ya le mawingu, nitaomba nifikishwe, ewe Bwana unipandishe, ewe Bwana unienue, kwa imani nisimame, nipande mi lima yote, ewe Bwana unipandishe. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, Daniel, now, when did you go to the Bible school? What? How old were you when you went to Bible school?
I went 2008 is when I went to the Bible school.
Right. Now, when did you start your church? When did you start your church?
Before I received Jesus, I was working in the house of the Lord. But I was working under whom? Under pastor. But when I started to help pastor is when he drove me to the Bible college. So, since 5 years, I am a pastor.
Amen.
2008 is when I went to Bible college. And then 2010, he's the one who came and he saw me having my heart that I have graduated, I'm going home. And 2011, I am in America. Thank you very much.
All right. Amen. Brother, you can serve the Lord, brother. All of us can, can't we? Long as we can walk and breathe. Shama, Brother Shama, you come on up from Burma, a place that used to be real repressive, still is to a certain extent, but you've seen where Hillary went over there here recently, and it is opening up a little bit. Shama, you take us right on up to about that quarter till, okay?
Yes, sir. Good morning, everyone. My name is Shama. I come from Burma. It is called now Myanmar. And I like to thank you all for supporting me. Pastor, thank you so much for supporting me. I was here in 2007, and since then, your church has been supporting me. And I guess I don't need to mention all of my salvation testimony and my background, but I would like to update you our work there. And before I do that, I would like to read here a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, because of your support and because of your faithfulness and prayers, the Lord has been doing tremendous work in Burma, and we have seen many, many souls saved. We have orphanage. Right now we are housing 29 children. All of them are saved now. And in the past, five of them already went to Bible college, and they are all finished. And they are all in their respective villages serving the Lord. And right now, at present, I have four of them in Bible college. And one is a lady, and three of them are boys. And one of the boys will be graduating this February, and he is leading our young people fellowship every Sunday at 3 p.m. And his name is Benjamin. We are excited that he's being called by God for the ministries. And all of these students, I have to really support them fully. And it is because of your support and prayers and other churches as well. And we really, really thank you for your work. And we also have some ministries. These ministries are very unique ministries that God has given to us. Like here in America, somehow you can go on the street and market, and you can witness them, and you can knock door to door and witness, go visitation. I go visitation, but I only can witness those who I know. And but in Burma, you cannot do that. You cannot witness on beside the road. You cannot witness in the marketplaces. You cannot preach there. If you do that, people will be very, very irritated, and they would be angry at you. They would shout at you, and they would scream at you, and they would be very, very loud, and they would report to you, to the nearest council office. And years ago, I have experienced that the government came into my apartment, and policemen, intelligence force, and the military, and our leaders in our community came into our apartment, and they said, we are going to search your room. And they began to search my room, and they opened my drawers and boxes, and they put my bed upside down, and they let me open my computer. They wanted to know what I was writing, but thank God they did not find anything. So they left me after about 3 hours. Since then on, we have a fear in our hearts. My wife especially has a trauma in her heart, and we really, really learned that we need to be careful. But the Lord really has given us some unique ministries that as we pray and try to reach these Buddhist people. By the way, we have 60 million people there in Burma, and 59 million people are Buddhists and believers. And we want them to be saved, and we want to reach them, we want to witness them, we want to them to have Jesus Christ. And but as we pray, the Lord begin to give us some ministries like charity tuition class program, Living Water Ministries, film showing ministry, Sunday summer English course, things like that, and a Bible short course. And the Bible short course, we are praying to be Bible Institute this coming year. And I would like to mention some of the ministries, like Living Water Ministries. One day, one of our Sunday school teachers brought a child to their community. And when she reached there, this Sunday school child's mother, at their house was blown away by the storm. And their house was just a hut. And this teacher came right away to me, and he told me, and their house was blown away by the storm. And we ran there, and it was totally flat. And by the way, I have some pictures up there. If you would please stop by and look at there. I have the pictures, and I said to the lady, we want to help you rebuild your house. But it was only a hut, and we rebuilt a hut for her, and she was so glad. And as we built there, there was a 12 houses community beside her house. And I had been to this community many times, tried to witness them, but they never gave me a chance to talk about Jesus. And this man came to me, and we talked, and they begin to tell me that they do not have water well. And I have this burden, and they told me that they have to go to 2 miles to take a bath and wash their clothes and bring the water with a bucket at home for drinking and cooking. And I had a burden, and the Lord speak to my heart, and I really want to win them, because all of the children in that community are our Sunday school children. By the way, we have more than 60 children in our Sunday school. And I said to this man, if you believe in Jesus Christ, he can give you water well. And he said, oh yeah? And I said, oh, yes. If you pray, I will pray with you. Would you pray? I said, yes, we will pray. It's funny, because all the Burmese people, all the Buddhist people always like prayers, because they want to receive blessings. And okay, I'll pray with you. And remember, we are praying to Jesus, and let's see that whether he gives us or not. And we pray about it, and after we pray for 2 months, the Lord gave me some money, and I went there and I bought pipes and hand pumps, and I hired those who dig the water well, and we dig there, and I put up a hand pump, and now we have water. And we said a day for dedication service, and I put up a banner and said Living Water Ministries, and I put a verse, John chapter 13 and 14, when Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, and Jesus said, if you drink the water I will give you, you will never thirst again. And I preached on that day, and one man got saved. I praise the Lord for that. And after that time on, anytime I want to, I can go in that community and tell about Jesus, and they would welcome me, and they would call me, Pastor, please come, and I can go there. That's how the Lord opened our ways to reach these people. And even our charity tuition class program, we have bed education in Burma. So these students always fail the grades, because the teachers do not want to teach them in the classroom well, because they want to hold their private tuition class in their home so that they can charge the student a monthly payment. And that's how the teachers make their living. But most of the students cannot afford to pay these teachers. So I have 29 children, and I cannot afford to pay them all for tuition fees. And we send them in 2 public schools. And every time they come home, they would tell me these stories, and we have a headache. And we pray with my wife. And lastly, the Lord give us an idea. And how about us to have the class? And we will hire those teachers, and we'll let all the students attend freely, and they will have education, and God will also open up for us a way to reach these young people. And we begin last year with 7 students, and we hire 7 teachers, and this year we have 45 students. Before I came here, I preached on heaven and hell in our young people fellowship. By the way, we invite them to participate in our young people fellowship, and they are grateful that we help them, and they responded very well, and they come. We do not force them to come, but we just invite them. If they do not come one time, we invite them again. And if they don't come the second time, we invite them again. And later on, they come. And before I came here, one young man got saved. He's a Buddhist. Please pray for us. Here the Bible says that, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, your work, Your dollars, your support money, your prayers are not in vain at all. And you will see your reward in heaven. May God bless you all.